Oh, goody. A dead brain. Oh, goody. A dead brain.
I was sitting in my wheelchair, dungeon up the crib, thinking about the things I could have done and all the things I did. Thinking about the way it was when I was a little kid, when I'd walk into a church and the feeling that I get. I kept my thoughts on it until I didn't want to think. Started looking for a way to make it fade after I blink. Turned to my homie, thought about asking for some cut up, but decided to ask him to roll the Jamaican rum blunt up. And he said, and we proceeded to smoke it. Then I began to envision my life like it was hopeless. If you think that you have been close to death, no, I'm the closest. Tangled between the lives of James and Otis, I smoked it down after about 7 NyQuils. My skills could never describe how I feel. I started thinking about that bitch and how I wasted 3 years on her as my brain was molested. What I invested, I didn't get back. Now my trip was getting deeper and the room was getting black. But then I peeped the situation from a different point of view. Look at all the times we had when you loved me and I loved you. Like when we met, I knew that it was something true. Who would have guessed that love wasn't enough for you? And all of the questions that still ain't got no answers, and all of the pain from you, my brain cancer. This is enough to end up with your wrist slit when you find out the faults of something that was legit. But to my surprise, my view then again switched. I only think about that bitch when my dog takes a shit. So I moved on and let my mind go again. Thought about all the pain of the planet and all of the sin. I thought, where does a dying man's life begin? And how come because he's homeless, nobody's helping him? You think about it, if you don't end up a little shook, I got a spot for you in the ripped up pages of my book. And when the world ends and you wishing for all your time back, remember I was the one that asked you where your mind's at.